for the Adam and Doug.
It's 8 past. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI. Chuck Boozer, Freddie Hammer, Stephen Stone over in the local newsroom. Yep. And it's Tuesday. Stop. Let's get a bit of breakfast, shall we? 100.1 WRHI AM 1340. I saw the video of this and I couldn't believe it. Syracuse.com says a 23-year-old guy, Ben Catola, recently bowled a perfect game in 86.9 seconds. My dad said, huh? The old world record was set in 2015 by Tom Darty. It took him a minute 50 seconds. Catola told the publication here, it was fun to do. I honestly wasn't expecting to do it. I just wanted to see how quickly I could get across the house and get strikes. So he went from lane to lane to lane.
I was going to say, they're all set up.
Perfect game there in 86.9 seconds. And I've seen the video and stuff. Wow. And boy, he takes that thing. You know, you don't realize how hard it is just to get 100 in bowling. I mean, did you ever bowl?
I realize. Okay. I completely realize. My elbow realizes.
It's a live sport. That's what I get. I get all the reports out there from Las Vegas and Warren and Ann. So.
Nice.
Anne's using an 8-pound ball these days, which almost weighs as much as she does. It's 9 past. They can't tell sometimes whether it's her or the ball going down the lane.
No doubt.
Here we go on this Tuesday morning. It's the 25th. We have a special guest.
We do. And speaking of sports, it's Chet Tucker. He's here with us. We're talking about things and Come See Me Festival stuff. And you guys are at the Y or over there at the Chester Y now.
Yes, I'm down in Chester. I was at Charlotte Avenue Y and Camp Cherokee before that. So been a part of the Y for a very long time, but
what's the best place to eat in Chester? Isn't there some soul food place there? I was by there Sunday and stuff. Isn't there Don's Soul Food or something that rocks?
There are dozens of places to eat in Chester. Jeans is a spot in the morning. Everybody is in there drinking their coffee and getting breakfast. Cyclone Italian Garden for lunch.
Do tell, because I'm not far from there. I come down there a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of great options. There's all the fast food options as well, but then some, you know, kind of just local Chester fare that is very good.
I love the homey places, you bet.
That's wonderful.
All right.
Well, we're talking about Come See Me, of course. Great week that we can enjoy, and unfortunately, we had some cancellations for the weather and some concerns, I guess, for today.
Yeah, the weather is definitely... thrown us a little bit of a curveball. Sunday started, had to make some changes there, and then yesterday, just the amount of rain. We're not expecting the weather to be nearly the same as yesterday or Sunday today, but we are making a couple of adjustments. We're going to go ahead and cancel the Glencairn Garden Entertainment concerts for lunchtime.
It's pretty wet there, and some of the trees have uprooted and stuff due to the rain that we've had. So
that's right, and we want to give the garden staff their time to get in there and make sure that everything is safe for the public. We probably won't have rain around lunchtime. There's a slight chance. But even still, we want to give that staff a good bit of time to go in there, make sure that everything is ready, and we'll resume with the concerts tonight and then be going full force there the rest of the week.
Wonderful. I guess also the golf tournament had to move that for another day.
They did. Golf courses can be very particular about how their courses are treated when they're wet. They don't want carts going on them, don't want people walking on the greens when they're soggy.
Right angle, 90-degree right angle.
That's
only.
Correct. you can certainly tear up a golf course, and we appreciate the decision that the folks out at Pontuck made yesterday to go ahead and allow us to make a call yesterday to say, hey, it's just going to be too wet tomorrow as well, so we'll go on and get you on the calendar. May 9th will be the date for the festival golf tournament. It won't happen within the festival days, but it'll still be a great opportunity to go out and have some fun. It may even give an opportunity for some of the folks who participate in the festival who would like to participate in the golf tournament but can't because of their other obligations, an opportunity to play.
That's nice. Today's the Teddy Bear Tea Party. They've moved that event as well.
Yeah, it's generally outside on Winthrop University campus, but they're going to take that into Richardson Hall. It'll still be a fantastic event. It's not something that,
has to be outside.
That has to be outside. It's wonderful when the weather allows that opportunity, but it'll still be a fantastic event. It's entirely coordinated by Winthrop University, and they've done a fantastic job with it for a number of years now, and it's always a really big hit.
Don't they do little they repair your bears and stuff?
They do some of the repairs at.
You love that part, don't you? You love that more than the story.
Well, no. Catawba Animal Clinic does that with Sundays with Glenn. So we had a lot of animals got repaired this past Sunday at First Baptist Church. That was the rain location for Sundays with Glenn and Mother Goose. So had a lot of repaired stuffed animals.
Would we call Chet as Chair Pro Tem? Would that be a good way to call it? Because Mayor Pro Tem would be the next mayor coming up, and he is going to be the next chair coming up next year.
All right.
But do y'all sit and talk about this when you're in the meetings and things like this as far as Plan Bs? Because we do have a little bit of weather comes in every now and then. Seldom have I been in the last 5 years that I've seen it wash out really anything. There's always something that's salvageable and really can go on. But do y'all talk about the Plan Bs? Because everything just seems to roll on, right? And it's not a big deal. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Plan B here, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely. It's something that, really the general public probably doesn't have any idea. You know, for a long time before I was associated with the festival, I just kind of showed up and there'd be events and you wonder how it all gets kind of pulled together. The board meets really throughout the year. They take the month of June off when they're not meeting. Team leaders will begin meeting in August, preparing everything. We've got folders of all the information from the previous year's events that get passed on team leader to team leader that have the ideas for rain locations, contacts at various places. And then our job as the festival team leaders and chairs is to coordinate that with outside agencies. And my role as the vice chair is to make sure that the team leaders have done so and get all that in place so that when situations arise like this, we're not scrambling.
What kind of stuff can we look forward to for the weekend when we get off work? We're going to have a little fun. We can have a little barbecue, I guess.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that.
Baby. Those will be some of the main things coming up. Number one, Thursday night, we're going to have Broadway Nights, is out of the new.
That's fun. Is that still over at Sullivan?
No, actually, it's at the new Elevation Church venue out in Riverwalk.
Oh, very nice.
It's going to be a really nice venue. Lucas McFadden and Ashley Lang are the team leaders for that event. They've done it for a number of years. They are just thrilled with the amount of talent that they have coming out there. Okay. It's not like a talent show where you go and say, oh, this one was good, this one was kind of weird. they've had auditions, these kids and adults have put tons of time into preparing. You can see musical groups singing Broadway music, dances that are choreographed, like Dances with the Stars, that type of stuff. So
Freddie and I were going to do this. I'm going to spill it. I'm just going to say it here because you didn't want to talk about this. I know that, but Freddie and I were going to do this, and we're going to do a show, and we're going to be a horse. And there was a little argument about who was going to play the south side of the horse, who's going to play the north side. I thought that I should play the north side because I'm really never the south side of a horse. And thus, and maybe next year.
Lucas just wouldn't take it for
maybe
the audition.
Maybe next year. Well, yeah. Who's playing the horse's Batuta here, please?
I think Lucas and Ashley may be wary of that
the
type
horse's
of act.
Batuta.
We never made it past the first call, I can just tell you that.
But that'll be on Thursday night from 6:30 to 8:00. And if you have not been out to see it, it's certainly a fantastic event.
It's
been a great new venue.
Amazing local talent.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
That's pretty neat. I guess we're going to have the coloring contest, too, for the kids. That's the same day.
It is.
Taken over by the adults here. We think the adults may take over the coloring contest. It's gotten so big.
There's age categories for each thing, so everyone is certainly encouraged to submit.
Speaking of talent, this is artistic talent.
Absolutely. And the awards will be given out at the York County Museum. It'll be a
golden crayon. Is that what they get?
I don't even know what the prizes are this year. But they'll certainly be recognized in front of everyone, have an opportunity to kind of explain their vision for what they were going for with their coloring and get a chance to really show off some skills.
Do you have a speech prepared?
for my win?
Yes. I'm sure you do.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah. Are you going to skydive?
I will not be skydiving. We've got the tailgate weekend coming up. It'll be Friday and Saturday. Friday will be Moonlight Jazz and the Anything Buts competition. Anything Buts competition. We'll have a big barbecue competition going on all day Friday into Saturday. But on Friday night, the folks that are participating in that will be sampling anything but pork. So we've had tacos, oysters, all kinds of various things, chicken tenders, anything but barbecue. And so you come out, you buy tickets, your tickets get you a sample, and then at the end of the night, the competitor that has the most tickets wins the prize for the Anything Buts competition. Neat. And then they'll cook their butts overnight, and then we'll judge them and award the championship on Saturday morning.
Unless you'll have more than enough to eat, the samples.
Who thought up the idea to do Anything But Butts?
I have no idea. They've been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
Jim Armour and his crew, Roger Owens, and those guys have been putting on the competition for a number of years. And Jim Austin's part of that as well, guys from the city, and just do a wonderful thing. And there's a really kind of a community of barbecue cookers who travel around to various events throughout North and South Carolina and beyond. And so when they come, it's kind of a neat atmosphere out there because a lot of them know one another and they're grilling through the wee hours of the night. So they're sitting out by, you know, their grills, just having conversations. It's really kind of a neat environment to hang out in.
Just and get up and turn incredible. Things. I bet. Just get up and turn it a little, baste it a little.
And it's delicious.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That nice crust up there. Well, what else do we need to know that so we can plan ahead for any other kind of opportunities? I guess just great music and really check out our brochures for excellent things for your family.
These are available anywhere on our sponsors around town here. This is the 2017 Come See Me Guide here, which is just, you can't tell the players without a guide, that's for sure, without a program.
Fireworks, exciting stuff. That's going to wrap it all up.
Yeah, fireworks is the big kind of finale of the event. We'll start with the skydiving group come down from Skydive Carolina out of Chester. Mm-hmm. They come down, bring in the American flag, Come See Me flag, and it kind of kicks the day off. But gates will open out at 3:00 out at the farm.
This is unusual too because you can bring a lot of the stuff that you want to. People set up little tents and all the kind of stuff, which is unusual. A lot of concerts won't let you do this or festivals and things, but y'all got it pretty open to here, don't you?
It is. You can really, kind of bring whatever your heart desires. There is no glass allowed. It will be confiscated at the gate.
No dogs. Don't bring the pets.
No dogs. No furniture as far as like sofas or recliners.
Which has happened.
And you have to tell people this, okay?
No
front porches that are set up with furniture on them.
No pull behind grills. Anything that you can kind of carry with you, you're allowed to bring. But you'll just set up your nice little picnic area. It's $5 to get in if you're over 21. If you're under 21, there's no charge. And it'll be a fantastic day. There'll be three different musical acts. That'll be very entertaining. And then, of course, the night will culminate with the fireworks extravaganza.
It is a party, is it not?
It is.
There's people who really know, who've been to this thing many, many times, and they get it. They get the whole theme, the atmosphere and stuff. And they look like they're in there for the duration.
It is. You can see people who look like they're planning, that they're expected to be stowed away just bringing in a large cooler. But, a lot of people use this as an opportunity to meet with friends, folks from the neighborhood. And so, it's kind of like a neighborhood picnic in a lot of situations where it'll be kind of a covered dish dinner. You got deviled eggs and casseroles.
I always like to act like I'm with somebody and you just go solo. And you just say, where are you? Oh, I'm over in the neighborhood back two over. Hey, are you going to eat these deviled eggs? No, Chuck, have some. Please.
Yes. You can certainly, it's a great opportunity to go seek out those acquaintances who you haven't seen in a little while. It's like, oh, hey, what's going on? What kind of dishes do you guys have?
And
a little barbecue sandwich. Fantastic.
Nice. Here's some deviled eggs.
This is great. This is our Come See Me Festival, 54th annual Come See Me Festival. Am I right in saying that?
That is correct.
2017 here, and this culminates this weekend, too, with some of the things we've been talking about.
Chet, you're doing a great job, and it's wonderful to see you around doing all these great things with the Come See Me Festival.
We certainly appreciate it, and we appreciate WRHI always being willing to support local festivals.
Absolutely. Happy to do it, bro. Good
Thanks
to see
so
you. How's it going?
Going great.
Okay. All right. You pacing yourself pretty good?
This week, previous weekend was tough, but we made it through, and we get a chance to recharge for this weekend.
I just want to see him go.
Everybody's taking off on the first.
Yes. Great job, you and your staff and everybody else that you're with there, too.
We appreciate it.
All right. 21 past. It's Chris and Sports coming up. This is 100.1 FM WRHI.